Our Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program, following a town board meeting and jam-packed with information. And the public hearing, you started off with that, the approval of the fire department building loan, and then away we went.
That was a pretty standard procedure. It's required by the local government commission, and they are the agency for the government of the state of North Carolina that will review the loan documents and make sure that there is a reasonable possibility of us paying the loan back. So we will be using those fire tax funds to service that loan over a 20-year period. It'll be an $8.5 million loan to get this fire department building underway. I will add one thing. As we move toward a 24/7 staffing of the fire department, that will also help us maintain a strong rating for our fire department, which translates into better insurance rates for homeowners and businesses. Yes, we've had to increase the fire tax to some degree, but hopefully insurance ratings will help offset those increases.
And you were speaking of increases there, and our employees got the COLA increase.
And I recommended that it be 3%, which if you spread that over the 12-month period of this budget, it comes out to be a 1.5% increase. Look at the COLA that the Social Security Administration applies every year. This year it's 1.3% for those people on Social Security. So this is pretty much in line with that type of a increase. And I want to say one other thing. Our workers have been on duty during COVID, and they've been steadfast, and I think it was appropriate that we increase their compensation, and this is a good adjustment. It'll go into effect January the 1st for the remainder of the year. The other thing that the board did was to adjust the Christmas bonus. Many of the surrounding municipalities and counties provide 1% of that employee's total salary as a Christmas bonus. We looked at that. Commissioner Patterson and Dotson and others were concerned that we want to make sure that the people that have been working with us for a longer period of time might benefit from a bonus a little more than somebody that just started. So instead of doing the 1% across the board, they just simply proposed to do a doubling of the existing formula for our Christmas bonus, and that was approved, and I think that that will be a real good recognition of what our employees do. It costs the town money, a few thousand dollars more, but then we need to retain good qualified town employees, and we are in a competitive market because with our licensed employees, if they don't work for Highlands, they'll be working for someone else. So that's just a part of the process.
It's a sign of appreciation, too. So well done. Well, we've had several calls about this, waiting for what happened, that somebody couldn't get to the Zoom meeting, but that request for water, sewer, for hospital housing, how'd it go?
Commissioner Buzz Dotson and Commissioner Amy Patterson, they did do an extensive meeting about 2 weeks ago with the folks at the hospital. And last night, they came back and made a report. Their recommendation was that not to support allowing the hospital to connect to the existing water system there. There were concerns about whether if the hospital down the road was sold, what would be the commitment of the town to providing water. Also, other commissioners brought up the concern about a policy about not allowing water services to go beyond the town limits at this current time and what kind of consistency that would be. I made the point that actually this request came at a rather inopportune time in that we're doing our comprehensive plan study this year. And I know workforce housing, utility resources that the town has, all will be a part of that study. And the vote was 4-1 not to allow the water to be a part of this project and the sewer. I hope that we can continue to work with the hospital. I've had good conversations with Tom Neal, the executive director of the hospital. I want us to support the hospital. But at the same time, keep in mind that is a private corporation now that owns the Highlands Cashiers Hospital. So it was a complex issue. I hope we can now regroup and move forward.
I'll just mention two things: bear ordnance and bear resistant toters.
It is illegal now in the town limits of Highlands to consciously feed bears. And this is one of the things that kind of triggered that. We were seeing on the internet with VRBO promotions, people actually encouraging our visitors to put out their food waste out to attract bears so you could see a bear while you were here. To me, that was just really counterproductive to all of the initiatives we've had with the BearWise program to curtail the problem of bears coming in and foraging in the town of Highlands.
That's a nice way to say it.
Yes, okay. But the ordinance now says that it is illegal to consciously put out food on your property to attract bears to come and feed on that property. If we get a report, if someone calls in that their neighbor is routinely putting food out or whatever, then we will certainly look into it and take appropriate actions with the fine that is associated with this ordinance. We had a discussion about enforcing the requirement for having a bear-resistant toter in the residential areas. So that was twofold the reasons we put this ordinance into place. As we approached the August 1st deadline of this year, we discovered that there were back orders of these bear-resistant toters. Some folks had waited kind of to the last moment of the deadline to get their bear-resistant toter. So we delayed that and said we'll wait until the back order issue has been resolved. Our information with the hardware stores and other suppliers, that now has been resolved. And it's now time for everybody to be using a bear-resistant toter. We will be notifying those people that are putting their garbage out in the old cans that are now not allowed. We'll put a notice on those cans and telling the folks, it's time for you to comply and get a bear-resistant toter. If that doesn't happen, then we will stop picking up their garbage and fines will come into play and code enforcement officer will become involved. We need to change the way we're handling garbage in the town of Highlands. It's not just the town's problem. It's everyone's responsibility to properly dispose of the waste that we generate. And I want to encourage the people that have not done it at this point to please get your bear-resistant toter so we will all be in compliance. Why did the town just buy these toters? We had looked at that over a year ago. It would have cost nearly $1 million to provide those toters. And to be quite frank, we have to show that our sanitation department, that is an enterprise fund, that we're paying for that operation. If we were having to buy all those toters, we would have to be increasing the garbage rates. And right now, to be quite frank, two pickups a week at $20 is a very unique deal. You don't see that in too many municipalities. And we would have to increase the cost of operations and pass that on to our customers.
I know that you wanted to address a letter in the paper about government overreach, about the mandating of mask wearing.
Yes, and I'm acutely aware that some people think, like the toters that we're talking about, we're overreaching, but to me, it's just a part of community service and cooperation. That letter created the impression that we require everybody to wear a mask throughout the streets and sidewalks of Highlands. That is not true. Here's what the ordinance says. If you are in a commercial sidewalk area, then you're expected to wear a mask. That is in compliance, in my opinion, with what the governor has issued in his state of emergency. If you're in a space, even though it's outdoors, like a sidewalk, where you can't really socially distance, a mask should be worn. If you're on Main Street or any of our business district areas, we expect you on a sidewalk to wear a mask. It has been beneficial to this community because it has given a sense of compliance and safety that makes people want to come and shop and feel comfortable being in those areas. If you are in an area in Highlands, like a neighborhood, where there's no commercial business, we have sidewalks like on Fifth Street and Chestnut and places where you have sidewalks in residential areas. You do not have to wear a mask in those areas. You can go out, walk. I run in the streets, of course, exercising without a mask. So I actually think that the board was very responsible and restrained in just limiting the mask requirement to those crowded commercial sidewalk areas. And I stand by that. It is not, and let me once again say this, a requirement throughout the town. If you're in a neighborhood, if you're walking down a street with your family, you do not have to wear a mask. I'd recommend socially distancing wherever possible. Again, we're not putting a blanket requirement throughout the town on wearing masks, just in those congested commercial areas.
Before we address trucks on the Gorge Road, and you were mayor on duty, coming up on October 22nd, the Highlands Comprehensive Plan, it's all of us giving input.
That's correct, and the new term is the Highlands Community Plan. Information's on our town website. There will be a meeting on the 22nd. It was in the paper at the community center where the leaders of the community plan, and that is the Stewart Company, will be holding a session in small groups where you socially distance and wear a mask, getting feedback from the local residents on certain issues about the vision of Highlands and the community plan. It's my understanding that they will also put on a similar event in November where it will be a Zoom meeting. I want to encourage our residents to participate when the opportunity presents itself for everyone. This is not a top-down type of process. It's really a grassroots process where we need to hear from the local residents about their concerns and their vision of the future for Highlands. And I was going down to Franklin about two Saturdays ago. Luckily, the state patrol had pulled over a trucker right at that pull-off where you have Buck Creek and the Gorge Road that stopped the trucker. Lo and behold, it was a trucker, again, with a load of cross ties. They did a great service for that young man that was driving that truck. That made me realize, and I've been getting feedback about trucks continuing to use that road, that our flashing light system, while I appreciate that that was installed by the DOT, more needs to be done. I talked with the division engineer this week. They agree it is still a problem, and it will take the DOT some time, but they want to change the ordinance regulating those trucks to where it's more specific. And then they will also be changing their signage to make sure that the truckers understand, if you try to go up this road, you're not going to make it. It's real simple. How do we get that message? I don't care who's told you to go up that road. It won't work. You've got to stop. Use the turnaround in Franklin. Do not proceed any further if you're in Highlands. So that's a process that we'll continue to work on. And in the coming months, I think that we can improve the situation on the Gorge Road.